So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Mevakeres Shahisim Uberes Oimer Masha Be'Mer Ahar Shalzu Emzacher Oilvim Nekeba Zivchishlam. Someone has a behemoth that was birthing for the first time and the owner wants to avoid having a bechar. He can stipulate. If the behemoth gives birth to a male, it is sanctified as an oil. And if it's a female, it's sanctified as a shlam. Shimon Leil adds, however, Yalda Tumtum Adragonus in Kedusha Chalalain. If it gave birth to a Tumtum, an animal of an undetermined gender, or an Adragonus, an animal that exhibits signs of both genders, it has no Kedusha at all, it is neither an oil nor a shlam. And even though the mother was a behemoth hektish, the uber does not acquire the kedusha of its mother, because Rabbi Shimon Leil holds vladis kadoshim b'aviyasin hen kedushim. The uber acquires the kedusha of its mother only when it is fully developed at birth, and at that time the uber was already a tum de madreganus, which is disqualified for karbanos. I think Gemara cites a brisa that disagrees and holds vladis kadoshim b'me'imun hen kedushim. The uber acquires the kedusha of its mother immediately from the beginning of its development. And accordingly, if Yalda Tumta Madragonus, Tafsaninu Kedusha Dimeu, if it gave birth to a Tumta Madragonus, the Uber does acquire the Kedusha of its mother, because Mishas Haskola Sitzirasa called Porto Porto Kaddish. From when the Uber started to develop, every bit of growth acquires Kedusha before it developed into a Tumta Madragonus. And the source for Vladi Kaddish and Bimeiman Hen Kaddish is derived from the following pasuk. Ach b'char she yevukar l'Hashem b'behema lo yakdish ish oisei. The words asher yevukar l'Hashem are future tense and imply mishe yevukar l'Hashem iata makdish abal ata makdish b'beten. Only after a b'char is born, it cannot be consecrated for a different carbon. But before it is born, the uber in its mother's womb can be consecrated for a different carbon, because the kedushas b'char only comes at petarechem, at birth. And the exclusive word ach differentiates that shar kadoshim iata makdish b'beten. And all other karbanos, the uber of a behemoth hektish cannot be consecrated for a different carbon, because vladi kadoshim mimeimun hen kadoshim. The uber acquires its kedusha at the beginning of its development. Zakta Mishnah, ho'imer vladi shel zu'ayla v'hi shlamim dvarv kayam. Someone had a pregnant behemoth. He stipulated first that the uber should become an oila, and then the mother behemoth should become a shlam. His statement is effective, and the uber becomes an oila, because as Rashi explains, shahari kedusha savlat kadma, the uber's kedusha precedes the mother's kedusha. However, if he said he shlam mevlad the oila, if he stipulated first that the mother should become a shlam and then the uber should become an oila, there is a machlokes. Remeir holds hareze vlad zivche shlam. The uber is a shlam, because as Rashi explains, Remeir holds tafas lashon rishon. We go with his initial statement. Therefore, when he said he shlamim lachol deis ba'aktish vavakamaktish shtei behemis l'shlam, he consecrated both the mother and the uber immediately to be a shlam, and his later statement of vlad the oila cannot take effect over the kedusha shlam of the uber. While Rabbi Yisi holds, it depends. If he initially intended for both statements, the uber becomes an oila and not a shlam, because he only stated shlam at first, because a person cannot say two things at once. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi holds, af begmat dvarav nitfas. We go with the whole statement. And mitchilik hasha'amar hi shlam lo niskav in the vlada. He never intended for the uber to become a shlam. However, if he initially intended only for zushlam and then retracted and added vlad da'ila, the uber becomes a shlam as per his initial statement. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion that is related to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechlin says, "Hifresh chatas muberes v'yalda, ratza b'meskaper, ratza b'vlad meskaper." If someone consecrated a pregnant animal for a karma chatas, it is considered as if he consecrated both the mother and uber for the karma chatas independently for security, in which one animal is sacrificed as a chatas, while the other animal is left to graze until it acquires a mum and then redeemed. Because Rabbi Yechlin holds, "Mishayir mishur ubelav yerachimahu." A fetus can be designated separately from its mother, either to remain chulin or to acquire its own kedusha, because it is not considered a mere part of its mother, but its own being. The Gemara first explains our Mishnah statement according to Rabbi Yechanan. Hi shlamim uvlad da'ayla, hariza vlad shlam. The Mishnah's wording vlad shlam implies that the uber only acquires its kedusha from its mother. Well, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds Shi'ar Mishur, the Mishnah must be rewarded to read harizu shlamim. The uber acquires its own kedusha. The Gemara then questions Rabbi Yechidim from the following brisa. If someone said to his pregnant maidservant that she should remain a shivcha but her uber should be freed, it becomes free, because the mother can accept the get shichur for her uber. Now, this halacha can be understood only if we hold him shayri einim mishur uber yarachimai. A fetus is considered a part of its mother, and therefore, zachsalai, the mother can accept the get shichur for her uber, because havolei kemishachar chatzi abdu yotzalacheris. It is like one who frees half his avid, which is effective, because gita b'yodah bo'in ka'achas. When the avid accepts the shtar, both the shichur and his ability to acquire things come about simultaneously. However, if we hold Sharim Mishur, Ubalav Yerachimayhu, a fetus is not considered part of its mother, then the mother cannot accept the get shikhar for her Uber because Eno Evid Zechali Kabul get shikhar Shachaver Miad Rabbi Shalai. One Evid cannot accept the get shikhar for another Evid of the same master because Shahari Haravli Hishlech get Hashikhar Miyadai, the Kamishanasne Betwusasi Dami. An Evid becomes free only if the get shikhar is transferred out of the owner's jurisdiction, while here the owner gives the get to his Evid who is considered his property. Apparently, we see from this halacha that a mishayre ain't mishur b'tiyufta d'rabiyichin tiyufta. Rabiyichin's ruling is refuted. The Gemara then seeks to say that mishayre mishur is actually the machlekes of two brises that were previously discussed in Daf Yud Aleph. In the case of a shechet esachatas u'matzaba ben dalet chai, someone shechted a female karmachatas, and in the womb he found a 4-month-old uber alive. One brisa rules ein achelas el zirchikuna, vein achelas el lefnim min aklam, vein achelas el yemechad. The uber is considered a chatas, and therefore may be eaten only by kahanim, and only inside the azara, and only for one day. While the second brisa states, necheles l'chaladim, necheles b'chol makom, necheles l'olam. The uber is not considered a chatas, and therefore may be eaten by everyone and everywhere and for all times. The Gemara initially assumes that this is a case of Bishnis Abu Lubsay Fekdisha. He consecrated an already pregnant animal for Karma Chatas. And the Machlekes is as follows. The first brisa holds Shair Mishur. The Uber is considered a Chatas because it immediately acquired its own Kedusha. While the second brisa holds Shair Ein Mishur. The Uber is not considered a Chatas because it does not acquire its own Kedusha. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps both brises agree that Mishai Mishur, and the Machlekes is in the case of Bishakdisha Lubsay Fekdisha. He consecrated a barren animal for chatas, and it then became pregnant. The first brisa holds that the uber is considered chatas because of bloody kadosh and b'me'imin hen kadosh. The uber gets the kadosh of its mother immediately from the beginning of its development. Therefore, it's considered chatas. While the second brisa holds that the uber is not considered chatas because of bloody kadosh and b'aviyasin hen kadosh. The eber gets the kadosh of its mother only when it is fully developed at birth, while in this case, since the uber was not yet fully developed, it is not a chatas. Or perhaps there is no machlekes, and both brises hold a mishayir mishur. And the first brisa is a case of Bishnis Abul Basefik Disha. Therefore, the Uber immediately got its own Kedusha and is considered Chatas. While the second brisa is a case of Bishik Disha Lubsef Nisabra. Therefore, the Uber did not get its own Kedusha, nor the Kedusha of its mother, because he holds blood as Kedusha and Babi Yosin, Hin Kedushin. The Vlad only acquires its Kedusha at birth.